Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Tony Oliva. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Kosko now playing right field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cott out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Askew moves to third. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alls fields it and throws to home to get Askew. Brown moves to third. McDowell moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. McDowell moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alls fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ver Alls. McDowell scores. Alvis moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Jim Perry now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alls settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Alvis scores. Davalillo moves to third. Hinton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Kosko moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Zoilo Ver Alls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alls is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Alls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Clark pinch hits for Jim Perry. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kosko. Gill reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Joe SQ. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Gill moves to third. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Smith reaches second base with a double. Gill scores. Brown moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Duke Sims now catching. George Culver now pitching. Rich Reese pinch hits for Al Worthington. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.